Jeff, welcome back to KUSA.
Thank you so much, Jim. I'm always very happy to be here with my hometown radio station.
Yeah, on the program, music of Bach and Georg Philipp Telemann. And of course, if you were a betting man or a betting person at that time, and someone's going to bet which one of these guys is going to really survive, 98 out of 100 would have said Telemann.
No question about it.
Because Bach was this backwoods old fuddy-duddy
right. Who
wrote this, you know, terribly old-fashioned music.
It's funny, you know, just 2 months ago we did our annual Discover concert at Ambassador Auditorium where I take a great masterpiece and take it apart and put it back together. And this year we did a Bach cantata, the most famous of all, Wachet auf, Sleepers Awake. And in the many hundreds of hours of research that I do in preparing for each of these lecture concerts, I came across the amazing statistic. I was going to make a big point about the fact that Bach, you know, we have this miraculous output of cantatas, more than 200, but of course another 100 were lost. And it was put in perspective by the fact that Telemann wrote 1,500 cantatas, and that's only part of what he did. So yes, he was certainly by far the bigger, you know, he was the big shot at the time.
Yeah, yeah. Got a job that Bach himself wanted, and Bach thought, you know, the better man won. You know, times change, I guess.
Yes. Right.
Well, also on the programs, the music of Johann Sebastian Bach, including the Second Brandenburg Concerto, mm-hmm. the love theme from William F. Buckley's.
Yeah.
You were not a big fan?
No comment.
And the Concerto for Violin and Oboe by Johann Sebastian Bach. The Telemann Trumpet Concerto, you know, given the fact that someone could play something other than the Haydn once in a while, it's surprisingly little played these days.
That's right. So our great principal trumpet, Dave Washburn, and I hesitated for a second because when you said Brandenburg Second, I immediately thought about David Washburn, who is one of the premier piccolo trumpet players in the country, if not in the world, who plays the Brandenburg Second as well as anyone. But I had momentarily forgotten that he is also playing Telemann Trumpet Concerto on this program.
Yeah. Well, let's hear your great group with Hilary Hahn again and some help from the brilliant Margaret Bacher. Here is the Concerto for Two Violins, Strings and Continuo in D minor by Bach. This performance featuring the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Jeffrey Kahane. Concerto for Two Violins, Strings and Continuo in D minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. The violinists were Hilary Hahn and Margaret Bacher. The Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra was conducted by Jeffrey Kahane. Jeff Kahane is my guest tonight. But as though I didn't know what's coming up during the remainder of the season. Lots of very interesting, exciting things.
Indeed. We have two subscription programs left in the season. In April, the distinguished British conductor Matthew Halls, who is also now the music director of the Oregon Bach Festival, will be back for his third visit, I think, with the orchestra and going to conduct a program including Prokofiev Classical Symphony, Haydn Symphony 101, the Clock Symphony, and a local premiere of a cello concerto by the brilliant young American composer Mason Bates, who has been composer in residence with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra for several years now, written for Joshua Roman, who is the principal cellist of the Seattle Symphony, who is also going to be doing another one of our Baroque Conversations concerts. These are concerts that are held, by the way, all at Zipper Hall, and all of which involve spoken program notes by the players and an opportunity after the concert for the audience to ask questions and make comments. And it's one of our most popular offerings. And Matthew is a really just an incredibly brilliant conductor although he has up until a few years ago primarily been known as a conductor of Baroque repertoire, classical repertoire, he actually has a tremendous range, and I've heard him do wonderful Brahms, and I'm sure his Prokofiev classical will be very exciting as well. And then the last subscription concert of the season in May, I will be back for a program that is I am particularly thrilled by, because I'm going to be joined by one of my pianistic heroes, Marc-André Hamelin. I think one of the titans, the true pianistic titans, who's going to play Mozart G major concerto, Kürschel 453. And I'm going to conduct the Second Symphony of Schumann, one of my favorites. And I should point out that this will be the last concert for both our great two woodwind principals, David Shostak and Alan Vogel. And the Schumann Second is a particularly appropriate one for Alan, because, of course, that slow movement has arguably one of the half dozen greatest oboe solos in the entire orchestral literature.
No argument from me, an old oboe player.
Right. And a special, very exciting bonus on that concert is that Matthew O'Coin, who has made a name for himself in the last couple of years as one of America's most extraordinarily gifted composers, is going to conduct a work that we commissioned from him as part of our sound investment program, something which I think really distinguishes Laco from almost any other orchestra in the Western United States. This is a commissioning club that we established more than 10 years ago, where members of the audience can contribute a modest sum. I think it's now $300. And for that sum, they have the opportunity to interact with the composer over the course of an entire year as a piece of music is being written. So they meet with the composer when the first sketches have been put on paper and hear the sort of the germs of the ideas of the piece. Then they meet with him again, or her again, about halfway through the process. And some of the players from the orchestra play fragments of the piece. And then they're allowed to observe the preliminary rehearsal and the dress rehearsal. Their names are inscribed on the score. And this is an amazing program. We started with about, 10, 15 couples a dozen years ago. We now have between 70 and 80 people every year contributing to the creation of a new piece of music. And Matthew, in addition to being one of the country's most outstanding young composers, who's just been appointed to a post at the LA Opera, is also a phenomenally gifted pianist and conductor. And I've done something this season I've never done before, which is to ask him to conduct his own piece, which will be a wonderful opportunity for the orchestra and for the audience to actually have a conductor conduct his own work and get to interact with him about that process of what it's like for him to come to a new orchestra and work with them and all of that entails. So.
What an incredibly cool idea.
Yeah, it's something we didn't invent it. It actually started, the sound investment idea started quite a long time ago, 25, 30 years ago, in Birmingham, England with Simon Rattle. And then it was imported, I think the New Jersey Symphony brought it to the East Coast. But I'm pretty sure we're the only orchestra in the Western United States that does this.
Yeah. Well, let's remind you again that concerts this Thursday evening at 7 o'clock at Zipper Concert Hall, a program called Baroque Conversations, music of Telemann and Bach with the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra led by Jeffrey Gahane. Jeff, always a great pleasure.
Thanks. Do I have time to tell you my Hilary Hahn story?
Oh, absolutely.
This is one of the best, I mean, among the many outrageously funny things that happen in the concert hall, this is one of my all-time favorites. So the first time Hilary came to the Santa Rosa Symphony, she played the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto, and as all lovers of the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto know, the first movement ends, except it doesn't, right? It comes to this conclusion, and it sounds like it's over, but then the bassoon hangs on with this one lone note, which then becomes the lead into the beautiful second movement. And it came to the end that chord, and the bassoon is hanging on, and this one woman in the audience starts applauding. And she won't stop. And as, you know, conductors often do, I put up my hand to try to get her to stop. And she said in a very loud voice, "Oh, my God, he doesn't even know when you're supposed to applaud." So that was one of the better moments. And Hillary was completely, she was just totally unfazed by the whole thing.
Absolutely. Well, here is Hillary Hahn and the great principal oboe of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, Alan Vogel, playing the Concerto for Oboe, Violin, Strings, and Continuo of Johann Sebastian Bach. Once again, the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra is conducted by Jeffrey Kane.